Now, one of the problems we're going to face this summer in Tasmania and in a lot of other mainland states is the lack of overseas fruit pickers coming to the country to pick fruit, and it's a major thing. I know the Huon Valley is literally full of them in the coming months, picking cherries and apples and everything else. So the idea is being toyed with to get the unemployed down there and picking them, local fruit pickers, rather than these overseas guys. Now, I heard someone mention the other day, a politician, that they are toying with the idea of maybe stopping your job seeker if you are fit and healthy and refuse to go and do work.
Wow.
I don't know what you think. I mean, I'm all for that. I think the dole and JobKeeper isn't a career.
No.
It's a temporary measure, hopefully, until you can find employment.
Mm.
So job keeper or job seeker?
Job seeker.
Yeah.
Job seeker.
So it's when you haven't got a job, you're unemployed.
Yeah,
and
it's the dole.
It's the dole.
The dole. Mm. So they could stop the job seeker component of it and possibly stop the dole. Stop you from getting your unemployment benefit if you refuse to do this job.
Mm. I think if you tick all the correct requirements, I think it would be a good thing. I think, you know, they might be a bit nervous to jump and get into a job, but I would honestly say give it a good month and, you know, your self-esteem would build back up, you're earning your own money, you're doing things. I'd have fun picking fruit.
Oh, you'd have fun doing anything.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd be
awesome. But you've got to pick fruit. You're not there to dance on the ladder.
But you could if you wanted to, as long as you're picking.
When we had our cherry orchard, it was one of the favourite times of the year when you got half a dozen fruit pickers in and you sat round at lunchtime and chatted away it was really good fun. And if you're prepared to really have a crack, you can earn big money picking fruit.
Can you really?
Massive money.
Yeah.
Massive money.
Like,
my dad, because your dad does it, doesn't he?
Dad does it for 6 months of the year. He goes, he's on a strawberry farm.
I mean, we had good pickers that were earning $500 a day. You know,
that's massive money.
Gee. Really?
Oh, absolutely. And some of them, I'll tell you now, down the hill, and some apple pickers can earn $1,000 a day if they go. You can choose your hours. You might want to go at 7 in the morning and work till dark, you know. Mm. It's how driven you are.
It's tough work, though, isn't it?
But what do you think about the question? Let's put this out there. If you refuse to go fruit picking and you are on unemployment, should the government take your unemployment benefit? 6216 1017.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, Louise. My son's been looking for that sort of work, but we don't know the how to get onto it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay. Well, if he wants to go down to the Huon Valley, you could ring Hanson Orchards. You could ring Reed Fruit Picking.
So just go straight to the
straight to the source. I would say would be your best shot.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. What do you think, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm 100% in agreement with you, Vic.
Good on you, Wayne.
Betty.
Betty, what do you think, Dulles?
Well, I reckon it's a good idea for people who are unemployed to be able to work in this area, but think about the logistics. If you've got people in, say, how about metro area, how are they going to get to Huonville and back? Do they have accommodation down there? Do they have vehicles or any way to get there? That's my only issue for people who refuse because they don't have the logistical ability to get there. Yes.
Well, Huon Valley does have bus services, regular bus services to the Huon, and I suppose it's like any other job, Betty. Like when I get a job here, I live in Huonville, I don't get offered a car or accommodation to get to my work.
But if you live in Bridgewater or Gagebrook, say, you've got to get a bus into Glenorchy, the bus exchange, that's what I'm thinking of.
There
are higher socio-economic people who would really love to have that job in most cases, don't have the ability to get to where these jobs are, unless there's accommodation for, say, single people who are able to work.
Good point.
No, good point, Betty. Thank you.
Paul, what do you reckon, mate? Should the job seeker be taken off him if you refuse to fruit pick?
Yeah, it should be, mate. Like, not only the fruit picking, mate, it should go back too. I reckon they should uninform and should have to do at least 2 days. Just go around cleaning up the streets and throwing nice chips and keep the place tidy.
Yeah, look, that's another thing I've always said, that I think that if you're on unemployment and fit and able, you should maybe go and look after some elderly people's gardens, stuff like that, Paul.
Put into the community instead of us putting into them all the time.
All right.
Thanks for your comments, Paul.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
There
Bye.
You go. Thank you. It's interesting, isn't it? Everybody seems to be for taking the money off of
them. Yeah, my word.
A lot of agreeance there.
I was surprised about that.
Really?
If you're fit and healthy.
I'll tell you what, I pay a lot of tax and I want it to go to good causes, mate.